بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having granted us the ability to complete this Taraweeh session. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the Malaika and to cause His mercy and His Sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with His word. So we are favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the fact that we have His word in front of us. We recite it. And those of us who are not able to understand it, today you have the translation, you can go back to it. Unfortunately, there is a trend that has taken us away from the Quran. And what is that? It is the trend of music. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, لَا يَكُونُنَّ أَقْوَامٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحِرَ وَالْحَرِيرَ وَالْخَمْرَ وَالْمَعَازِ. That from amongst my people will come a qawm, a people or a tribe, many people that will actually make halal zina, number one. They will make halal the music they will make halal silk for men. You know how silk is haram for men? They will say it's halal, you can wear it. And wal khamra wal ma'azif, and alcohol. And the last one that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions is musical instruments. Today we have Islamic nasheeds that are being recited with the piano, with a guitar. Where are you from the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the beauty of this is that, or should I say the ugliness of that, is that when you listen to these musical instruments day in, day out, then the Qur'an will have no impact on your heart. You'll find that either the Qur'an will leave you or the music will leave you. Why? حُبُّ الْغِنَى وَحُبُّ الْكِتَابِ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ لَيْسَ يَجْتَمِعَانِ. The love of song, music, dancing, and the love of the Qur'an, they cannot come together in the heart of a believer. If you find yourself in a situation where the Qur'an doesn't affect you, it doesn't change anything within you, you listen to the words, it doesn't impact you, then go back to what you are listening to. Perhaps it is some music, perhaps it is something wrong that you are listening to in your life, such that it has impacted your heart. You love that now, and you can no longer love the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. From amongst the people are those who purchase idle speech, that which means nothing, it's useless. Ibn Abbas rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, this is music. This is what this ayah is talking about. This is music. يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, so that he may misguide from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to the words of music today. What are they calling you to? They're calling you to haram, to zina, to do bad, to do evil, to swear at people. That's all it is full of. You listen to the, you know, the different singers today. Let us not take names. But they are there, out there, we know them. Sometimes we know them better than we know the names of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. So, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. These people that purchase that idle talk in order to misguide the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them will be a humiliating punishment. A humiliating punishment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا كَأَنْ لَمْ يَسْمَعَهَا كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ
خطرا فبشره بعذاب أليم.
And when the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited upon him, he turns around in arrogance, in haughtiness, as though he has not heard these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as though there is wax within his ear. Like as if he didn't hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns away arrogantly and walks away. Why? Why? Because the Quran can no longer impact his heart. One is the word of shaitan, or the voice of shaitan, that is music. And the other is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one have you chosen for your life? Which one have you chosen to take with you into your grave? For indeed, one of them will go with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to that which is correct. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.